from the nation's capital. Reports on the People's Climate Movement, attacks on voting rights, Flint families, and bailing out women on Mother's Day. All of this important programming because of generous KBOO members like you. It is 8:59, and the Old Mole Variety Hour is next.
Tune into KBOO on Sunday, May 28th at 10 p.m. for a live broadcast of Thirsty City. Thirsty City is a monthly hip-hop night at The Know, and Sunday, May 28th will be a benefit for KBOO. Performers include Libretto, Mike Crenshaw, DJ Wicked, Burial Ground Sound, and many more. Again, that's Thirsty City, hosted by King Tim 33 and a third, Matt Fu, and Northern Draw, Sunday, May 28th, starting at 8 p.m. at The Know, 3728 Northeast Sandy Boulevard in Portland, and also broadcast live at 10 p.m. on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who have donated food for our volunteers today. Lunch was provided by Bridges Cafe and Catering, serving breakfast all day, open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Located at 2716 Northeast Martin Luther King Boulevard. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
It's just like a gift to your DNA, shaking all the crusties like a pair of maracas.
I wish I was a mole in the grass. Yes, I wish I was a mole in the ground. If I was a mole in the ground, I'd root that mountain down. And I wish I was a mole in the ground.
Yes, folks, we are moles in the ground rooting those mountains down. It's your Old Mole Variety Hour on KBOO, Portland, Oregon. Mole's Variety, our Old Mole's Variety, of course, is not infinite. We concentrate on one kind of variety, that is, variety of struggles from below, for democracy, for decent income and health care, for human rights, and today for environmental sustainability. We need a better term for that. And all those struggles come in a great, great variety across the world, and the many varieties of struggle from below here have made history in the world we live in, which continues. And that struggle from below now has perhaps its biggest challenge, because the powers that be are running a global economy that so deeply exploits and damages the physical environment, on which, incidentally, life depends, so deeply exploits it that we humans now face possibilities of population collapse, great, great misery, of course, mostly in the vulnerable world now, and in the end, possibilities of human extinction. That's not inevitable. Our first guest, Nick Buxton, and his great book that we'll be discussing points out that while the situation is grave, to say the least, we can save the planet. We not only have the technologies, we know how to organize and use them, and quickly restructure our millions of communities, to be sure requiring a great mobilization with all individual countries, particularly those with resources, mobilizing the resources, sharing them with the poor. And we in Portland, in this radio station, KBOO, we have to fight for that mobilization and make sure we can do it. KBOO is now a few days into its spring membership drive. Nick Buxton made available his books to all new and renewing members. And we really need you to keep supporting KBOO financially and volunteering here at keeping this independent, democratically run, life-affirming station alive and kicking. Today on The Old Mole, we'll be discussing greenwashing, other phony corporate profiteering, environmentalism, and how we can beat them at their own game. Also today, Trump fired Comey last week. What's at stake for progressives? Good radical reads for the summer, and also how you can get active and contribute to changing that world. Nick Buxton, welcome to KBOO.
Thanks for having me on.
Nick Buxton is a political activist and writer, works to support and activist labor scholar communities for the Transnational Institute. He especially works on climate change, militarism, and economic justice. He's co-editor of the book, The Secure and the Dispossessed, How the Military and Corporations Are Working to Shape a Climate-Changed World. Nick, your book is wonderful. Indeed, we'll be getting it to our listeners as a premium for supporting KABU. But for me, your title actually doesn't capture the insights and depth and the inspiration of the book. So, Nick, tell us about your book and why you wrote it, and then later we can discuss the final chapters and how and why we can save the planet and ourselves. So tell us about your book.
The genesis of the book came when I attended the UN climate negotiations in 2009 in Copenhagen, and there was a lot of expectation. In fact, the summit was called dubbed Copenhagen rather than Copenhagen, because there was a real sense that finally the global community understood the problem and that we could get real action to tackle climate change. But while I was in the negotiations, I was actually working with the Bolivian government at the time. I could see that behind the scenes, or despite all the fine talk, there was a clear attempt not to act, to commit to doing nothing. And just seeing that play out, it made me realize, well, there's no shortage of analysis and understanding here, but there is a real political will to do as little as possible. So what are they actually going to plan to do when climate change impacts unfold? Because we didn't get the deniers who say this wasn't a problem. You had just deniers in terms of actually willing to take action. And as I started to look to that, I talking to kind of civil liberties and also state security analysts, I realized that actually there were two real groups who are looking long-term to think, how do we deal with climate change? One of them is the military, because they do long-term planning. And they've been producing military security plans for the impacts of climate change since the beginning of the millennium. And the other were corporations. Some of the biggest corporations have future scenarios teams. So I thought it's really important that we actually look at what they're planning to do. And are their plans for dealing with the consequences of climate change ones that we would support? How would they play out? And so that's really how the book came about. And as we started to look at it, we started to see that really what was coming through in all the language is around security, that we are going to need. We're going to be in a climate insecure world, and we're going to need security to defend ourselves. So, from a national security point of view, particularly from the U.S. military, which is defending in the end a huge empire of military bases, of control of supply chains, and so on. This was about how do we ensure that flow of capital and commerce keeps flowing, flow of oil keeps flowing. And from a corporate point of view, it's like, how do we minimize risk to our global supply chains and protect ourselves from the consequences of climate change? But really what was never being asked in all of these strategies is security for whom? And that's really where the title comes about. Is we talk about a small number of people made secure and a large number of people being dispossessed.
The corporations, just very briefly, they also have an interest in profiting from climate change, right? Their executives stay in power in the company by, in fact, increasing shareholder value. And that's their first and major priority. And basically, that's their only priority. And climate change is a challenge for them. And for them, they want to get on the right side of it and sell products and, in fact, profit from it. You look at that in the book as well.
That's totally right. I think one is managing risk, and the other thing is how do always a corporation actually by law has to kind of maximize profit for its shareholders. So it's always looking to expand, and there's various options to do that. And one of them is manipulating scarcity, because where you have scarcity, you also have profits, because prices go up. And so we see that particularly in areas that were of our concern to us as we looked at it, was in food and water. The actual financialization of these sectors has boomed massively, and a lot of it's around speculation of future crises on food and water. And so you have a lot of companies both speculating on that, but also investing in the sector, buying up water rights So T-Bone Pickens back in Texas is buying up huge amounts of water rights right across the South, which is going to be one of the most affected by climate change in terms of, you can see climate models, you're going to have water scarcity. So you're getting this big buy-up of water rights. Here in California, the private fire industry, firefighting industry, is already looking to see how they can boom and expand, as we know that fires are going to increase. So there's always going to be these corporate players who are looking like, how do we actually turn what is a crisis to some into a profit opportunity for ourselves?
Right, and they also do all this, I mean, they do greenwashing. I've been watching a few sports shows over the weekend, and what I got is greenwashing. All the oil companies are touting their green energy research, blah, blah. It's really preposterous. Nick, what's going to happen? Earlier you discussed the security and how corporate security and the military who see security as containing the poor and the vulnerable and maintaining sort of the U.S. military and economic domination of the world and climate. They look at climate change in that lens. What are the consequences of that?
Well, I think we can see some of the consequences playing out already in terms of, and particularly you can see this, it's still a complex link, but around migration. In Europe, parts of North Africa are very much affected by climate change, and that's adding to a whole situation of where people have been forced to migrate. The Europe effectively uses the Mediterranean Sea as a dead zone. It's where people, there's no safe way to get to Europe, so many people die just trying to cross the Mediterranean. And so we've already got a very inhumane situation here. And of course, in the U.S., similarly, it's many people die crossing not the sea, but the desert to get. So there is already evidence that that's starting to play out in terms of migration. And if you go for a militarized solution, which is very much the kind of Trump mindset, then it's about building higher walls. It's not about protecting people or looking out for the vulnerable. It's about kind of building higher walls against the consequences. And that's very much what you can see throughout. And what Trump has in common with the military is this idea that we can just build barriers against the poor, against the vulnerable, and protect ourselves. And so you see that playing out. And so in a lot of the military strategies as well, they look at different parts of the region. It's like, how do we protect the shipping routes? How do we ensure that they're not overwhelmed in any social insecurity and instability that erupts? And very little about how do we actually protect against this in the first place. It's important to remember that the military is actually the single largest user petroleum in the world, the single largest organizational user.
Yeah,
Nick, more than the entire country of Iceland.
Nick, we're going to have to go. We're going to have to go to a membership break real soon. But why don't you fairly briefly talk about how disastrous that is, both morally and in terms of security, of this sort of containment policy, and which is really sort of slow genocide.
I think it is already. I think this is really. If we go to a world which is about the a small number of people secure and dispossessed, it's kind of going back to a medieval siege mentality where you build your castle, and to hell with everyone outside the castle. But that, and I really believe that kind of undoes something in our humanity, and that actually real security comes from mutuality and support. And just to give you a brief story that I think kind of tells that story is. In Hurricane Sandy, when that boat barreled into New York and flooded into Manhattan, closing down subways and public hospitals, there was one building left alight, and it's a kind of dramatic shot of Manhattan that evening, and it's Goldman Sachs. And of course, they'd been bailed out a couple of years earlier, but they had the resources to build a huge sandbag wall to keep a massive generator running. But meanwhile, the public hospitals are closed down. So you have the public area basically dispossessed and the private secure. But what was really important there was actually what happened in response was that the Occupy movements that had been so powerful in a couple of years before just got together and organized. And at one point, they had 60,000 volunteers responding to that hurricane. So it showed that actually when people get together, we can have a much better situation of real security for everyone. And they mobilized right across the city and getting clothes, accommodation, shelter, food to those who needed it, setting up their own micro generators and so on. So that's the kind of response that I see that we need to respond to the climate crisis, not the one that just defends a few.
Right, and that it can be done. We're going to get into that in the second part of the interview. Nick, we're now going to take a short break. Stay on the line. We'll be back soon. So folks there in Radioland, this is KABU 90.7. I think maybe during the pledge break, I'll talk about Nick's book to some extent, or ask him to talk about the second part. Tava and Will at Pledge Central, are you there? Tell us how.
We certainly are, Bill.
We are. Good. Hi, Bill.
Yeah, tell us about how the people listening to us and their friends and family can make sure that we stay on the air.
Well, the first thing they need to do is pick up the phone. Pick up the phone, dial 877-500-5266. As Bill said, my name is Will, and I'm sitting here with Tave.
Hi.
And we are very honored to be here and speaking to you folks and following in the footsteps of Linda Olsen-Osterlund. And this is a great show. Boy, that Nick Buxton has one heck of an accent. Boy, I bet he's really handsome, too. Love that accent.
Those Brits, I'll tell you.
Those Brits get everywhere.
You don't get that on all sorts of radio station, do you?
No, you don't. But we do have that book that Bill Resnick told us about. That book is available by Nick Buxton. It sounds fascinating. We have several copies available. And it's only $75 with your donation to KABU. That works out to be about $6.25 a month, so it's really affordable. And it's very easy, and what you'll be doing is facilitating keeping KABU on the air, because this is such a great resource. I know Tabe enjoys working here. I do too. But if you don't have time to volunteer, then maybe you could donate some of your hard-earned money to make this place keep working.
And I just want to mention also, this whole hour during the Old Mole Hour, we have double impact. So any dollar amount that you contribute, say you call up and you want to make that $6.25 a month level for this book, it's going to be double. Joanna Brenner has made a very generous offer to match the next $400 in donations called in during Old Mole. So this is your opportunity. You have 44 minutes left to do that.
And that's right.
Give us the number, Nick. Give us the number, Will.
Sure. It's 877-500-5266. Let's do some van damage and make this place work. You just get your wallet, pick up the phone, dial 877-500-5266. The reason I mentioned the van damage is because Tave said double impact. You can double your money by donating right now, and we have a matching fund.
It's great. And, you know, as Nick mentioned, it's when people get together that change is made. And here on the Old Mole Hour, you're hearing programming that you do not get to hear anywhere else. We're approaching this from a very intellectual perspective often. And these are guests that you're not going to get to hear on other stations. You hear them here on KABU. That is important to you. That is part of your community. And that's why you listen. And so please call us now or go online and show your support. For $75, you can have this fantastic book. It's called The Secure and the Dispossessed. Secure and the Dispossessed. And we've got that book for you. Call 877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm and you can click on donate.
And don't forget, that number is 877-500-5266.
We have real people picking up the phone here, and so they'll chat you up too and give you a friendly smile.
Yes, thanks, Tava and Will, and all those real wonderful people picking up phones. Now the second half of our interview, Nick Buxton. We just discussed corporate and military responses to climate change. Basically, it's let the poor die, but don't allow them to interfere with our comfortable life or our income streams. Nick Buxton explained why that won't work, how morally disastrous it is for the society, and also because the poor are not going to just die slowly and miserably. They are going to create a world of enormous dispossession and anger and military threats. Nick Buxton, but it does not end there. The last several chapters of your book, I thought the Secure and the Dispossessed didn't work as a title, actually, because the book is so rich, in fact, in talking about the in outlining and discussing the alternatives. Why don't you talk about that, the technical alternatives as well as the organizational alternatives, and sort of and the human motivation and desire to, in fact, mobilize to adopt those alternatives versus our corporations and military?
Yeah, well, one of the things we asked each, because it was a few people, experts in different areas, that we asked to look at how this security of food, water, and energy was playing out in terms of kind of corporate military plans. And then, but what are communities trying to do to actually put forward alternatives? Because it's a reality that climate change is going to pose really unprecedented challenges to our food, water, and energy systems. And the question is, what are we going to do about it? How do we cope with, for example, in food areas, potential crop declines in parts of the air, in parts of the world, water decline in others, and floods in other regions. How do we make a more robust food and water and energy system? And what's interesting is that what really came out is that some of the things which will actually stop climate change, stop worsening climate change, are also some of the solutions in terms of building resilient systems. So if you look at the whole area of food, for example, agro-industry, which depends on kind of monocrops, large use of pesticides and chemical fertilizers, and very concentration of control in a few hands, are actually much more vulnerable to some of the climate changes than a more diverse, locally controlled, and robust agro-ecological system. You see that actually in places where hurricanes have or extreme weather events have happened. So, for example, when some hurricanes hit into Central America about 10 years ago, they looked at actually the ones that most quickly recovered in terms of rice plantations and so on. And they discovered it actually was the ones practicing agroecology that were able to kind of bounce back much more quickly than the ones dependent on plantations and monocrops. So in that, you could start to see that actually an agroecological system, which is much more beneficial environmentally, is also going to be much more beneficial socially. And you see that play out in so many different areas. So in terms of energy, if you do have one private corporation controlling huge amounts of energy generated from a coal power station, that's much more vulnerable in times of instability than actually more local, decentralized systems. In Nepal, when they had a huge earthquake, it was that they had in the previous 10 years moved from a dependence on a few massive dams to a much more micro energy scheme. And they were able to recover really remarkably quickly. In disasters, suddenly you find that houses with solar panels are able to keep functioning even while the rest of the national grid is down. So there's actually a lot of hope that comes out of the stuff that many people in Portland and so on are working on. Is actually, this is not just about providing a solution to stop the climate change worsening. It's also about how we adapt in a socially and environmentally sustainable way.
Nick Buxton, we're going to have to end the interview, but there's a next time. Let's talk about this again, all the ways in which we not only adapt, but we mobilize and, in fact, transform our energy and food systems. And it all can really be done quickly with local labor and good jobs, employing everybody and sharing the bounty of the earth in sustainable ways. Nick, thanks so much for talking to us. Your book is really wonderful, and it's a premium today on our membership drive. Tara and Will, tell us about it.
Well, hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to KBOO Portland. And we have a matching going on all through the Old Mole Hour. So this is your opportunity to make a double difference. Pick up that phone now, please, and call us at 877-500-5266, which is also 877-500-KBOO. We're your radio station. We turn disaster into hope here. You can get that book for $6.25 a month. It's $6.25 a month. It'll come very easily out of your bank account. You can go online also to kboo.fm. Click on donate. There'll be steps to walk you through that very simple and secure process, or give us a call at 877-500-5266, and the friendly person on the line will be happy to take your number and your credit card information, and you will be off with the book and making double impact this hour.
That's right, and it's a great book called The Secure and the Dispossessed by Nick Buxton, the gentleman we were just listening to with the phenomenal accent. And
I love those Brits.
We have our volunteers waiting to by the phones, eager to take your information, and I know you folks out there are eager to support KBOO. It's a community radio station. It's a unique resource. There aren't any other radio stations in this city like this, and it's run by volunteers and a dedicated staff, and it's such an important resource. You get so much out of KBOO. I know I do, and that's why I volunteer my time. I know Tave does too, and I know Bill Resnick works really hard on the show, as does everybody else who works on the Old Mole Variety Hour.
That's right. Pick up the phone and call us at 877-500-5266. Make that double impact right now. Call us. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched 100% by Joanna Brenner's generous donation just during Old Mole. You've only got 35 minutes to go, so make this little bell ring. We'd love to have you call up. KBOO hosts encourage lots of radical exploration of topics. We talk about problem solving. We aren't just complaining. So make your decision right now to be a part of KBOO and support something really great that's going on in your community. KBOO is you. Call us at 877-500-5266.
That's right. That's an easy way to donate and add your support to KBOO. But you can also come by here. We're at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, just off Burnside. We're really easy to find. There's a beautiful mural out front. And you can drop by and drop off a donation to the receptionist, or you can come back and see the exciting happenings in Pledge Central. But if you don't have time for that, then feel free. Pick up the phone, dial 877-500-5266. Because free speech costs money. And we run on a shoestring budget, but it does cost money to pay the electric bills and to keep the microphones working. So please, I know how important KBOO is to you, and I know how important Portland is to you. So pledge your support right now and dial 877-500-5266.
$6.25 a month is going to buy an awful lot, because it's going to be doubled, and you're going to be making a difference. You're going to be bringing public affairs hosts out to the community members at large. You're going to be cross-pollinating. If you come in here, we'll give you some wonderful coffee too, and a smile and a handshake. And so you are going to be making this programming possible that you are listening to. You're going to be giving that to thousands of people by making your donation of $6.25 a month, which equals $75 a year, by calling 877-500-5266 or going to kboo.fm and clicking on donate. You'll get a book. If you don't want the book and you want something else, we have a number of other options for you. And again, your match is doubled.
That's right. Double impact. Do some van damage. No retreat. No surrender.
Exactly.
Dial 877-500-5266. As Tave pointed out, that's 877-500-KBOO.
Yeah, if you're listening and you have something that is really in particular to you that you love about KBOO, when you make that call, be sure and let the person answering the phone know. We love to get shout-outs to the people that are calling and making their contributions here. Bill Resnick's show's been on forever. It's really a gem, and it's something that you're not going to find elsewhere.
That's right. Bill Resnick was a youth when it started.
There's just so many ways to take in media here, and we're lucky to have Bill in the Old Mole Hour bringing these things to you on regular radio. This isn't something you can only get online, although you can listen online.
That's right, from anywhere in the world.
Yeah, listen online or listen on your old radio station, either radio, turn your dial or dial up, either way. But you are going to make the right level of support in a very different way by calling up and letting us know what is important to you and making a difference for KBOO and a difference in your community, turning hope, turning your money into hope and doubling that hope. Yeah.
That's right. Double impact. It's amazing. Somebody is supporting KBOO. So when you donate $75, they will match that $75. Mm-hmm. So you get the book by Nick Buxton, The Secure and the Dispossessed, and we get more funds to keep running this wonderful radio station on. And as Tave pointed out, Bill Resnick and all the other people that are part of the Old Mole Collective work so hard on this show, and you learn so much from it. I know I do.
I do too.
It's a great privilege to be part of KBOO, and you will be part of KBOO, and you'll be part of your community when you pick up that phone and dial 877-500-5266.
Yeah, we consistently produce more programming than other local stations. So raise your hand, stand up, and count yourself in. Make a difference by calling 877-500-5266. Double that amount and $625 a month or $75 a year. Thank you.
Very affordable.
Thanks, Will and Tava. And thanks to all you out there who have called in to give and renew and become new members. Next on today's Old Mole, last week, Trump fired James Comey. Why? What's at stake for the left? Jan and Mike, you're on.
Well, many media pundits express feverish outrage and horror over Trump's abrupt firing of the FBI director last week. James Comey has been recast by many liberals as a man of integrity after being condemned pretty routinely last year over his handling of investigations of Hillary Clinton. The Oregonian yesterday commented on this new round of chaos. Quote, "The aftermath is a presidency rocked by its most serious self-inflicted crisis yet, exposing dysfunction and distrust within his West Wing and imperiling his agenda." Well, let's talk about this most recent crisis and the agenda that's imperiled. Let's first kind of take up some of the elements of the Comey firing, because there are different reasons to be critical of this psychodrama.
Well, the reasoning for the firing was impeccable. The Rod Rosenstein memo highlights the fact that in July of 2016, the director announced his own conclusions about the nation's most sensitive criminal investigation, that is Hillary Clinton and her emails, without authorization of duly appointed Justice Department leaders. It would be like if a police chief went off and announced all about an investigation without telling the district attorney here in Multnomah County. It just isn't done. When Trump said he's a showboat, he was dead right. In October 28th, he once again announced that they were initiating a new investigation because of newly discovered emails that had not been disclosed, and said to not do that would be to conceal information. Well, criminal investigations are never announced ahead of time just as they're beginning. They're only announced at the end. So even though he had impeccable reasons for firing Comey, everyone in the world knows those were not his real reasons for firing Comey.
And some of what gets lost in that distinction and whatever weight is given to either side is Comey's own history of reauthorization, wiretapping provisions of the Patriot Act, a lot of legislation he helped craft during the Bush administration and during the Obama administration.
He's been supportive of the police who've shot black people. He's been dedicated to incarcerating Edward Snowden. He's done everything bad that we can think of.
So he's the convenient hero of the moment. You're saying the memo itself, it's important to not lose sight of the grounds here, and there can be a kind of a political opportunism in the reshifting of who's a villain and who's a hero on this stage. They can also obfuscate what's at stake. So what do you think is at stake here?
Well, an opportunity to impede the Trump agenda. I think that is a critical. Any opportunity we have to slow down this agenda, the fact that he's unable to implement it is only good. His agenda in every way is systematically anti-human. It's destructive. The criminal justice moves he's made, his health care act would transfer massive amounts of money. Every part of his agenda is a disaster. So anything that impedes that agenda is good.
Except I think also it's important to look at the grounds for resistance. And there is something very disturbing about seeing the FBI and the director of the FBI being the hero of the moment among liberals and progressives. And that storyline leaves a lot out. I mean, could you say a bit about the so-called political independence of the FBI? Because there are a lot of Democrats now calling for the political independence of the FBI.
That is another disaster.
A fiction and a disaster as an aim.
I mean, let's remember that the FBI in the 1960s forged letters from one Black Panther to another to create dissension. They surreptitiously recorded Martin Luther King in motel rooms when he was traveling around speaking. They acted in every way to bring down, they believed that Black people then were the largest threat to the nation and that any activity, legal or illegal, was appropriate, without telling John F. Kennedy or Lyndon Johnson. They were acting independently. What is good about that? If we had if our police department here in Portland acted without the knowledge of the mayor or the district attorney, in what way are we helped? Why is this a good thing? I think it's just not a good thing at all.
Well, so where does this storyline, this new redemption of the FBI and its independence come from? It's like very much repressing the history of progressive interventions and exposing the FBI.
It's opportunism in that the FBI is hopefully investigating Donald Trump. So the Democrats are mobilized and they see a lever. They see a way to overturn him because of his connections with Russia. And I think whether or not you believe that Russia intervened in any effective way at all in our elections, and whether or not you believe that Trump has been for years trading with, relying on, and making money from Russian officials, Russian mafiosi, you want an independent investigation.
It's reasonable to call for that.
Hell yes.
Although there is also the concern that it revives Cold War politics and really then can become a distraction from the underlying economic interests at stake.
Well, what the good thing it would do first is it would tend to slow things down. Just like I think the only virtue of an impeachment, given someone like Mike Pence waiting in the wings, would be that it would make the likelihood of pursuing this agenda more difficult. It would create static. But if there's an investigation about Russia, that bag has already released its cat. Everyone is already galvanized about that one way or another. And Trump's, he's got extensive connections with Russians in the same way that he does with Slovenians and Turks. He's got business interests and he's maintaining them and furthering them in his presidency. He's using the presidency to get rich. And that can be, and I think it would be, exposed once you start having independent testimony under oath.
But is it a bit like the central flaw with conspiracy theories is the fascination with the smoking gun, that which is hidden, which often what's at stake is in clear, plain sight. That you don't have, right. You don't need a special prosecutor to discover Trump's empire spread across the globe and his financial interests. You probably don't even need an IRS release of his tax returns to find out some of this. So I think some of what happens with these these kinds of investigations is that the broader sweep of things get lost in searching for what can become kind of the minutiae of it.
Well, that's true. Being trapped in the minutiae, I think, at this moment in history is a great thing.
Throwing as much sand into that machine as possible. Well, you know, it's pledge drive today, and so maybe we can say a bit before we go to the Pledge Central. I don't think it's called that anymore, but the people that help us with this campaign, why we volunteered and have for many years. Mike?
Well, KBOO is a wonderful place for people to say what's really going on. It's the opportunity, which is taken advantage of every day here, to play music that is good by someone who has their own taste, by presenting political analysis of people who are not bound to any higher authority. This kind of information is critical in order to inform people and create better actions and better feelings, a better life. You know, a place like KBOO is a critical place. It's a really valuable, and I hope everyone supports it.
Yeah. It means a lot to hear those phones ringing, too. It's like music to our ears, music, right? Okay. This is Jan Hawken and Mike Snedeker talking this morning about Trump's newest, most recent crisis and the firing of FBI Director James Comey.
Thanks, Jan and Mike. KBOO Spring Membership Drive. If you listen to KBOO and you want to keep us on the air, please call and become a member, or renew, or donate. Show your appreciation and support for the programs that so enrich your life, that bring you the most interesting and thoughtful people on this planet, that remind you that you are not alone, that there are so many who love and support the values that you want to live by. We really need you to call now and become a member. And if you do, or give us a nice gift or renew, we'll send you Nick Buxton's wonderful book, The Secure and the Dispossessed, that has also wonderful chapters on our alternatives and how we can prevail. Also, Patricia Goldberg's The Ragged Edge of Medicine is available today. Have we talked about that yet? Patricia?
No, I'm busy. You know, Bill, I'm busy engineering. I'm not going to say anything about the book.
Well,
right now.
Patricia, our ace engineer, is also a wonderful published novelist. But her latest, The Girl on the River, is the name of that novel. She also just published a book, The Ragged Edge of Medicine, about her experiences as medical director of Multnomah County, but also working and continuing her practice in Multnomah County, working with poor people, and her book is about her experience with poor people. It's a composite of many of the patients she saw, the struggles they were involved in, really heroic efforts, but facing things that unfortunately the medical system and Patricia were way beyond their capacity. And they weren't just medical problems, but they, of course, exacerbated medical problems horribly. It's a wonderful book about the real practice of medicine and the reality of American life for poor people. Patricia Kullberg's book, again, is The Ragged Edge of Medicine. It's available along with Nick Buxton's book, The Secure and the Dispossessed, and Our Alternatives to Deadly Climate Change. We're going to go out to Pledge Central, Membership Central.
That's right. Thank you, Bill, very much. My name is Will, and I'm sitting here with Tave, and we are in the beginning of the spring Pledge Drive, and we want you folks out there to get those phones, keep those phones ringing. You can do that by dialing 877-500-5266. And as the guest was saying about the terrific music available here, I frequently listen late at night to the radio station, and I have no idea what I'm going to hear next. It's a fascinating radio station, and I know you people enjoy it. So please pick up the phone, dial 877 877- 800-500-5266. Tave has some people that have already called up, and we want to thank those folks.
Definitely. For all those reasons Bill mentioned earlier, you're making a difference. So please pick up the phone and give us a call. For $6.25 a month, you have your option of books. You can have Ragged Edge of Medicine by our engineer who's helping host the show right now, Patricia Kohlberg. And we'd like to thank renewing member Hong from Southeast PDX. And then also we have two new members. So thank you so much. We'd like to welcome Matt to the KBOO community from Southeast PDX also. And Marcos, who's also new from Welch's. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, call 877-500-KBOO. That's 877-500-5266. And make your donation of $6.25 a month right now. It's simple, easy, and you will be making a big difference. And you'll have a lovely thank you gift to boot. Your choice of books.
That's right. And it's also very easy to donate online. If you just look us up at kboo.fm, and it's self-explanatory as how to donate and pledge your support to this wonderful radio station. But if you have some time on a lovely or sort of lovely Portland day, come on down to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue at where KBOO is located. We're just off Burnside. There's a beautiful mural out front. That's how I got volunteering here, and that's how everybody who ends up volunteering here does it. You come down here, you meet the folks, you get maybe a tour of the radio station, have a cup of coffee.
Definitely.
You get your money.
Cup of coffee, yeah. And come in and say hi. You get a smile and a conversation. It's a lovely thing. There's so many ways to take in media in our community, and yet so much of it sounds the same.
That's
they tell the
sure.
same old story.
Play the same old music.
Exactly. Tell the same old sports stuff too, for that matter.
Yep.
But KBOO offers many stories from amazing different perspectives. These are stories you will not hear elsewhere, and I know that is important to you. So show your support and call us at 877-500-5266. Don't forget, everything is matched. You've got exactly 15
That's
minutes
right.
to make a double impact. Whatever you donate will be doubled. So $6.25 a month, it's going to be doubled. You're going to be so happy you did it.
$12.50 a month. With your $6.25 donation, you'll be donating actually $12.50 a month.
That's amazing.
It is so useful and so helpful, and it's all up to you. It's so simple. Dial 877-500-5266.
Yep.
It's easy to do, and it's your way of supporting this terrific radio station.
We are community. You are KBOO.
That's right. And we also have some great things in the lobby, some all sorts of KBOO t-shirts that you can purchase.
Thank you, Will and Tava. This is KBOO Radio and its spring membership drive coming up today on KBOO at 10:15. At 10, it's Chris Andre and Eric Cascadium. At 10:15, Locus Focus, Barbara Bernstein, how we become citizen eaters when we reconnect with those who grow and distribute our food. At 11, Radio Zine presents On the Ground Radio, voices of resistance from the nation's capital, including the climate movement and the Mother's Day struggle. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support. Next on The Mole, Larry Bolden, our literary mole, reviews a historical novel, A Gentleman in Moscow, by Amor Towles.
Good morning. I want to talk to you this morning about an intricate novel by Amor Towles entitled A Gentleman in Moscow. I'm tempted to call it a historical novel, but I'm certain the novelist does not consider himself an historian. He is, however, a man fascinated with Russian culture, especially the literary works of Turgenev, Gogol, Dostoevsky, and Tolstoy. The story is of a Russian count who a Bolshevik tribunal determines to be an unrepentant aristocrat. But unlike many who are simply killed or sent to prison, Count Rostov is placed under house arrest for life. He returns from Paris after the Russian Revolution, although he could have remained in exile. He would have seen it as an act of cowardice not to accept the fate of his family and countrymen after the fall of Tsarist Russia. As we learn from the novel, there is a long tradition in Russia of house arrest. Count Rostov is staying at the famous Hotel Metropole, directly across the street from the Kremlin, when he's arrested and brought to trial. So that is the house he is confined to after the tribunal. In 1922, Rostov is 30 years old, very well educated and traveled, and somewhat famous as a poet, which may account for the house arrest instead of a firing squad. Confined to an attic room in the great hotel, he is at first stunned by his greatly reduced circumstances. How is this cosmopolitan man to live within such restrictions? Much of the early part of the novel focuses on the first few days of his incarceration. But as the decades of tumult unfold in Russia, Tulls revisits Rostov at yearly intervals and then begins to double the time frame, visiting in 2 years, then 4 years, 8 years, and in the final section of the novel, he retains that eight-year interval. Instead of languishing away, idle and bored, Rostov becomes more and more a part of the hotel, especially the kitchen. It is the many guests who pass through the hotel who provide him with news of the world. As in his debut novel, Rules of Civility, Tools or Towels, not sure which way it's pronounced, displays an emotional intelligence that I find rare in male authors, so that this second novel is as much a psychological study as it is an historical one. Eventually, an old friend who turns to Rostov for help when he's in desperate political trouble begs Rostov to look after his young daughter while he is serving a prison term. When what is supposed at first to be an arrangement of a week or two, at most a month or two, becomes permanent, Rostov has a bright and very curious accomplice in his investigation of the vast hotel and its many famous guests. Nina, the adopted daughter, is soon regarded as his daughter, and she roams the hotel and learns of its secrets even more thoroughly than Rostov. While this twist of fate somehow tests the credulity of the readers, Tools manages to make it seem quite natural for the lives of those two to be combined, and certainly the novel is much richer for this addition of a second set of eyes and investigative curiosity. Via his intimate knowledge of the hotel staff and some of the guests who return each season, Rostov manages to live a varied and interesting life, so much so that at one point his old friend Mishka says, quote, "Who would have imagined when you were sentenced to life in the Metropole all those years ago that you had just become the luckiest man in all of Russia?" Close quote. In the course of this longish novel, Towles speculates about why the German offensive aimed at the taking of Moscow fails in spite of the very rapid advances in the early weeks and months of that campaign, and he speculates as well about the tendency of Russians to destroy and dismantle, name and rename, only to rebuild on the ashes of what has been torn down. St. Petersburg becomes Leningrad, only to become St. Petersburg again as leaders rise and fall. The novel is meticulously crafted and displays quite an in-depth understanding of Russian history and what the author calls the psychology of Russia. While it is occasionally obvious that the author did much of his research after writing a first draft of the novel, the narrative is seamless and the historical asides do not seem intrusive. Instead, they add depth to the story. Towles is now a full-time writer, and I think we can expect further fascinating and well-researched tales to follow his first two novels. I've been talking about Amor Towles' 2016 novel, A Gentleman in Moscow. This is Larry Bolden for the Old Mole Variety Hour.
Larry, thank you so much. That was Larry Bolden. This is KABU Radio. KABU can't do without you out there in the audience. For me and so many others, we can't do without KABU. It's surely my lifeline, my connection to that better possible world. And KABU practices what it preaches. We are democratic. Sure, we have disputes, but what really distinguishes KABU are the bonds of solidarity that develop among its hundreds of salt-of-the-earth people. In its 45 years and all its programming, music, public affairs, KABU honors the work of ordinary folks. It critiques our increasingly top-down and polluting society. It promotes authentically democratic and sustainable lifeways. It recognizes that the many great things about this country, the Bill of Rights, free universal public education, the modern environmental movement around the world, the 60s and human liberation, all of course now endangered, we recognize that those were the products of struggle from below, and we know that struggle is continuing. We invite you to join that community. Will and Tava at Membership Central, tell people how they can get involved. It starts with a phone call.
It sure does. Call us at 877-500-5266. The important thing to remember is we have 8 more minutes of a match going on.
That's right.
Call us right now and make that difference be doubled. We're hoping to get people to call in right now for a $25 a month donation. You have an option. You could have either of the books. You could also have a thank you gift. We have a fantastic hoodie. So you'd get a warm, snuggly hoodie. Wonderful for these cold May days we're having. Double your impact. $400 donation is going to be doubled by Joanna Brenner. Thank you so much, Joanna. Call 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO. Double amount is what you will be donating.
That's right. If you donate $25 a month to get this magnificent and handsome hoodie, then that will be $50 a month coming into KBOO. You can't beat that. If you join up right now, you'll be part of a double team, which is another Van Damme movie. But what I recommend doing is picking up the phone and dialing 877-500-5266. As Tave pointed out, that's 877-500-KBOO. You can also donate online at kboo.fm. I'm sorry, Tava, you were going to say.
I'm at kboo.fm/donate or kboo.fm.
That's right. And you're doubling your money right now.
Double it up. You've only got 6.5 more minutes. Pick up your phone. I know you're listening and I know you want to make a difference. And I'd love to hear that phone ring and get to ring my little bell over here.
That's right. Keep those phones ringing.
We love that. Doubling your impact. So double up. Call us now. $25 a month. It's secure and easy to do. You can do it online, kboo.fm. Click on donate. Steps will walk you through it. It's very secure and safe. It'll come easily out of your bank account. You will be supporting innovative programming here. We have very low overhead, but we do need to have money coming in so we can keep that programming coming to you. And I know it matters to you. And that's why those of you who are members are calling and renewing. We'd love to have those of you who haven't renewed, pick up that phone and call 877-500-5266. Get your donation matched and renew. And for those of you who are new, from Welch's, from Brookings, from Astoria, from Salem, from Southeast Portland, Northwest Portland, Beaverton, all of the outlying areas of Vancouver, pick up your phones, double the amount you're donating because of this wonderful match that is only going on for 5 more minutes. Your donation of $25 a month or any amount will be matched. Thanks to Joanna
Doubling
Brenner.
Doubling the money. That's mm-hmm. right. Thanks
give,
to Joanna
give
Brenner.
Them that number again. Would
that
you?
Number is 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO. It's so important. And we know KBOO is important to you. And you are important to us.
That's
and this
right.
is all part of being a grand, wonderful Portland community. We have people standing by ready to answer those phones. We've got to keep them ringing. And we have wonderful volunteers who've given up their time to make this radio station keep going and happening, and you can be part of that too by just picking up the phone and dialing 877-500-5266, or you can come on down to our station at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue just off Burnside, or you can look us up at kboo.fm. maybe you're already listening to us on the live streaming.
Hey Will, I've got some important information. We've got
why don't you tell me
that match going on for another 4 minutes, so you got 4 minutes of time to have your amount doubled. And Jan just walked in from PDX and renewed her membership. Thank you Jan. Yeah, so those of you who'd like to walk in, come on in. We'll take cash or credit card or a check. You'll get a handshake and a smile, and you'll know that you'll be making a difference.
And a cup of coffee. We have coffee available in the lobby.
We sure do, and we've got more than that. So come on down and see how radio is produced here. Get your donations matched. You've got 3.5 more minutes. As I was mentioning before, we promote cross-pollination between diverse social movements simply by providing a space for activists and leaders to share their work. That's over the air as well as in person. And there's
That's
something
right.
here that speaks to you, and we want you to continue speaking to you. So please help us in this work by calling 877-500-5266. A $25 donation each month will get you a fantastic hoodie or you could choose to have one of those wonderful books we talked about, On the Ragged Edge of Medicine.
Yep, by Patricia Coburg. And then there's also, we still have Nick Buxton's book available, The Secure and the Dispossessed. Both fascinating books. The Patricia Coburg book comes with a CD, and it's a great book, very interesting, and it's about a subject matter that you care about. I know I do, and I know that's why you're listening to KBOO.
That's right.
And it's a matching funds right now. So
matching
please
funds.
Pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO.
Get your donation match, $25 a month, secure, easy. You could have that warm hoodie, or you could actually choose with $25 a month to have both of those books.
Yep.
It's that kind of a gift. And so you will be giving a gift to yourself and giving a gift to the entire community. Thank you for that. You will be keeping shows on air that you would not hear elsewhere, such as Old Mole. If you are listening to Old Mole right now and you want to keep that on air and you want to show your support for Bill, please pick up your phone. Get that amount matched, 877-500-5266. Hey, we've got one person calling right now, and I want you to call as well. I'm hoping to get two more callers.
That's right, and it's really easy to do, and it's so important. And you'll be showing your support for this terrific radio station, this wonderful community resource. And we also have some kick-ass T-shirts available. There are a variety of great KBOO T-shirts. I have a couple of them myself. And you can wear with pride and say, I listen to KBOO, and you should too.
You
by dialing 877-500-5266.
Listen to what Will and I are saying. We are here, and we are telling you you've got 1.5 more minutes to make your amount doubled. So your $25 a month, doubled. It's just double wonderful. You're helping yourself. You're helping your community. 877-500-5266. Thank you, Tim, for renewing from Albany. Anyone else out there listening in Albany?
I bet there is.
Stand up and be heard. Beaverton, call us. Vancouver, call us. Your amount will be your donation amount will be doubled, and you will be keeping programs like the Old Mole and other wonderful programming on air. You are part of this. We have hope, and we are bringing hope to all of our community by bringing up these important topics, having spin on them that is real and intellectual that you're not going to get elsewhere. Call 877-500-KBOO. Your amount will be your donation amount will be doubled, and you'll be getting a hoodie if you donate $25 a month.
Yeah, and hope is so important. In this current administration, the world we're facing today, hope is very important.
Thank you, everyone.
Yes, thank you, everyone, and special thank you, everyone, to those who have renewed and gifted and become new members. Welcome, welcome. Thanks to Nick Buxton, whose book, The Secure and the Dispossessed, is available to all of you. For people who gifted or became a member or renewed, it's a wonderful book with a not very descriptive title, because its last several chapters are both hard-hitting, thoughtful, well, with lots of citations that direct you to material and all the technologies are available, and we can organize and mobilize to stop global warming very quickly, if, of course, we gain the power to do that. Thanks to Jan and Mike, who discussed Trump's firing Comey and the history of the FBI and the way in which we can stop the Trump administration, but without, in fact, glorifying the FBI. Thanks to Fred Pledge Central friends, to our wonderful novelist, essay writer, Patricia Coburg, who is now disciplining us and making sure we stay on time. She's also